In the 4th century, there was a movement among the early Christians to avoid all pagan literature. Tertullian, one of the early writers of the church, would say, "All that is necessary is sacred scripture." St. Basil the Great, one of the fathers and doctors of the early church, who lived in Anatolia, the kingdom of the snows or present-day Turkey, wrote a beautiful masterpiece of early Christian literature, Pagan Literature for Young Children. And he said this: Christians ought to realize that everywhere they go, where there is beauty and truth, there are the footsteps of God. And when you read pagan literature, you find, although in a shadowy way, sometimes virtuous examples that can lead you to the examples provided by Scripture. And as the mascot, an example of this short piece, he uses the bumblebee. And he said, Christians should be like bees, going to every flower, but only taking that which is good and beautiful and leaving the rest behind. Children may need instruction and direction in their reading, but we should never throw out the good things in a flower because there may be something bad close by. So this example of truth always standing by itself and being independent of our thoughts is a beautiful way that we as Christians realize no matter where you find beauty and truth, there is Christ. Sometimes in science, you'll hear a lot of arguments lately in the press about global warming and other things. This is not the forum to discuss them, but to do a little discussion on the underlying principle of scientific investigation. Science, like truth, is not derived by consensus. If 50 people say something is true, but it's not, it's still not true. And if only one person in the world says H2O is water, they are right. In other words, truth is not derived by consensus, by polling, by opinion, but by objective and verifiable fact. And so when we look at things in the world, we ought to be very careful not to fall into the caricature that some people like to paint religious people in. Oh, you hate everything about media. You hate everything about television. You hate everything about non-Christian literature. No. Take to mind that 3rd and 4th century image. Be like the bumblebee. Find what is good and beautiful and say, God is here. And if it's something bad, no matter how many people say it's good, say, this is bad because that is where the truth is. So we as Christians should be careful not to be seen as people who reject everything that we didn't create or we didn't write, because God is above religion. God goes where he wants and inspires people. And so if we see something good and beautiful, like the bumblebee, we should say, I should have some of this. Христос Христос.